The European Union welcomed its new constitution with a ceremony in Lisbon, where the text was first signed. Getting all 27 EU states to ratify it, however, was a long and arduous process that was only completed last month. The new constitution lays out a series of fundamental changes within the European Union, including creating the bloc's first permanent president. That job has gone to former Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy. Britain's former EU Trade Commissioner Catherine Ashton is the EU's new foreign policy chief. Both are relatively little-known figures in Europe and overseas. Mr. Van Rompuy does not officially begin his duties until January. Speaking in Denmark on Monday, he limited his remarks to the press.
In an interview, I make only a short statement. Questions, I will ask them starting from January the 1st, and I have 2 years and a half to answer all your questions. But today, I am more or less reluctant, and I only limit myself to a brief statement.
But Mr. Van Rompuy did call for the world community to reach a strong climate change agreement at a summit in Copenhagen that begins next Monday.
The European Union has been at the forefront of efforts to fight climate change. It is determined to play a leading, constructive role at the Copenhagen conference and to contribute to reaching a global, ambitious and comprehensive agreement.
The bloc's executive body, the European Commission, will also see new commissioners next year. French diplomat Michel Barnier won the key job of Internal Markets Commissioner, which covers the banking and financial sectors. Germany secured the energy post. Berlin has good relations with Russia, which provides a large share of Europe's natural gas. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.